Yeah, I'm fine. Well, I just wonder what could be added to the message tonight. Is everybody listening? Yeah, we heard a message, not a sermon. A sermon born in the head, that's what it reaches, the head. And a message born in the heart, you know what it reaches? The heart. Well, we was out in Oklahoma a few years ago. Adam Evans was with me. And the preacher was coming to take us out to lunch, take us out to dinner. And I told Adam, I'm not going out today. Oh, no. I'm going to spend the day alone with the Lord. Y'all listening? I'm going to spend the day alone with the Lord. And I read from Psalm 100 through Psalm 150. Then I read from Psalm 1 through Psalm 12. Sir, you know one reason why I read the Psalms? Most all of them was to be sung.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I read them Psalms to keep a song in my heart. To keep a song in my heart. Now I've known, not the girls, well I've known the girls too, but these Justices, I've known them since they're little girls. Is there, that was your mother playing the piano? I thought it was Sister Justice. Well, where are you at, Sister Justice? Come around here just a minute. Won't everybody listen real close. Come right down here and stand. Right here where everybody can see you. Now look back at the congregation. Look back at the congregation. Now your husband is in heaven.
2 years.
Yeah, he's in heaven. And tonight, before... Now the sun, Vesuvian, went down over in the west a few minutes, a little while ago.
Amen.
But before it comes up over in the east, the S-O-N may come back tonight.
Yeah.
Now we've got a problem, and it's real serious. We believe he's coming, but we don't believe he's going to come back tonight. We've got a problem. And you're talking about a serious problem. It's a serious problem.
You're right.
Is everybody listening?
Yeah.
And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Now what does that teach us? What does that verse teach you? And I won't be here for 1 second of Daniel 74. Not a second. Won't be here for 1 second of Daniel 74. We're in the last few verses of Revelation 3. That's what we're at. If we're in chapter 4, we'd be gone. Because every blood washed, regenerated, born from above, sign of God, we're leaving in chapter 4. Now look at me. I was in a pretty long auditorium in Danville, Virginia. I wasn't even going to preach on it. I just mentioned. You don't see the church anymore after Revelation 4 till you get to Revelation 19. And you just well say amen or say something. I said, amen! You don't see the church anymore till you get to chapter 19. Is everybody listening? So a fella stood up way back there. That auditorium was probably as long as this tabernacle. He said, he might have said, Mr. Allen. He said, what about all the saints throughout the book of the Revelation? I said, sir, all saved folk are saints. All of them. Is everybody listening? And there'll be a lot of people saved. Where you at, Brother Freed? Come on down here now. Y'all remain standing for a minute. Y'all remain standing just for a minute. I'm not going to preach long. Is everybody listening? Them 140, what, 4,000?
144,000.
Virgin Jews.
Virgin
Jews.
Real.
They'll get the job done after we're gone. Is everybody listening? No, yes.
Amen.
Them 144,000 virgins.
Right, Jesus,
they'll get the job done.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yes. And then them two witnesses that's going to prophesy 42 months. And it can't be Enoch. Hebrews 11, 10. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death. Two witnesses going to be put to death. So if you thought it's going to be Enoch, take your pen now and mark her out. Can't be. Can't be. It can't be. You say, who do you think it's going to be? Moses and Elijah. Moses and Elijah. It was Moses and Elijah on the Mount of Transfiguration. And one thing they talked about was his decease at Jerusalem. When are you coming after us? Is everybody listening? When are you coming after us? And it could be tonight. Luke 10, listen. Notwithstanding, I was going to quote, I'm going to wait just a minute about quoting that verse. Amen. Listen, if you come, Luke 10, 20, notwithstanding, and this rejoice not, because the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice, and it's good, it's wonderful to feel like it. And Christians will feel like it. But let us rejoice because our names are written in heaven. You don't even have to. And that's wonderful to feel like it. I'm all for that. But if you know your name's written in heaven, you don't even have to wait till you feel like it. Hey! Do you know your name's written in heaven? Well, you can rejoice. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not, because the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Your names are written in heaven. Now you're saved. Now just remain standing for a minute and tell you in 3 minutes whether or not you're saved. John 14, 16, Jesus said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. What know you not? That your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God. You're not your own. For said you're bought with a price. What kind of price? For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with such corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation. Receive a tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ. But with the precious blood of Christ. But with the precious blood as a lamb without blemish and without spot. And who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the earth, but he was manifested in these last times for you. Romans 8, 9. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. Do you have the Holy Ghost living in you? You better listen at me, boys and girls. Do you have the Holy Spirit living in you? If you've got the Holy Ghost living in you, you're saved. Don't make a bit of difference how you feel. If you've got the Holy Spirit, number two is you made a new creature. Number three, you love the brethren. Number four, do you love the church? Number five, do you love the Word of God? When I got saved, I got under conviction in 1954. I kind of got saved. Let me tell you something too. I was repenting before I got saved. And we got Baptist preachers now don't even believe in repentance. They believe if you preach repentance, you're at works to salvation.
That's right.
Luke 5, 31, 32. Jesus answered and said to them, they that are whole need not a physician. But what? They are what? Romans 5, Romans, did I say Luke 5:30. And Jesus answered some of them, they that are whole need not, but they that are sick. I come not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. I tell you, neighbor, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish.
That's right.
I tell you, neighbor, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. People that's died in this county lost and went to hell. Right. Yeah. Listen, I'm talking about people that's died, lost, and went to hell.
Yes.
They believe in repentance.
You got that right.
Yeah. Sure they do.
Yes, sir.
Sure they do.
Yes.
People in hell believe in repentance. Well, God, Baptist churches don't even believe in it. I mean, Baptist preachers. What about that? Ain't that something?
Yeah, what about that?
I got saved in 1955. Stay right there. Come around here. I got saved in 55. Third Sunday in August, 1955, I joined the Mountain Zion Baptist Church. They felt like I was going to join church. So right before they had the baptismal service, they baptized that Sunday in the lake right outside of Mount Zion Church. And I joined. I said, I feel like the Lord has saved me. I want to join the church and be baptized. They got a moving second, took me out there and baptized me with Clifton Smith and others. I didn't know nothing about the church. And listen to this, for 59 years, only missed two or three Sundays being in church.
Amen.
59 years. I didn't know Hebrews 10:25. Not forsaking the assemblies of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. But exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approach.
Right.
I didn't know a thing about church. Didn't know a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. But that person that was living in me did.
Right.
What about that? Two or three Sundays in 59 years, that's all.
That's amazing.
One Sunday, I was so sick. I don't know where I had anything in my stomach or not. So Jimmy asked me, said, my wife, she said, you going to church today? Well, I said, I don't know, Jim. Well, she said, you know what you've preached? That it'd take double pneumonia to keep you at home. Amen. There are the glasses on, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Take double pneumonia.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I got to a part where Mike Schweitzer, Boston, I knew I was sick. That's a few years ago. I've been in them barbers like this preaching.
Yes.
And I knew I was sick. And he carried me to a fine doctor. I mean, a great doctor. And he examined me. He said, Mr. Allen, I believe you've got pneumonia. Then he got another doctor to come and got a second opinion. Then sent me and had x-rays made. I didn't only have pneumonia in this right lung. I had inflammation too. And you know what the doctor said? Said, if he preaches, he'll probably pass out. I preached every night with double pneumonia. Just call Mike Schweitzer tonight. I'm not tough, but there's some fellas in here getting up in years. When they're growing up, they're tough. Is everybody listening? God help us. Lord help us. You know you're saved, young lady? How many of you really know? You got the Holy Ghost living in you. You was made a new creature. You love the brethren. You love the church. You love the Word of God. And when you do wrong, He'll chastise you.
Amen.
Them Sunday afternoons, when I could have been out there, and I'm not fussing at nobody, when I could have been out there playing sports, of course, I'd get home, I'd eat too fast. I'd get my Bible. And maybe some books. She said, I don't believe in them books. Well, Paul said, bring my books. So you'll have to handle that for me sometime tonight. If you don't believe in good, godly books.
Amen.
But said, especially the parchments, the books of the Bible that's been completed.
Yes, that's right.
Is everybody listening?
Yes.
God help us. I'd sit up to 12, 1, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning reading my Bible. And if I was coming in from church, the Holy Spirit impressed me to go down them bottoms and pray, that's where I'd go. Them Sunday afternoons, along with the Lord. Is everybody listening? God help us. You have the Holy Ghost living in you? Which you've made a new creature? Do you love the brethren? Do you love the church? Do you love the Word of God? Say, I know what I am. Paul said, I planted, the great apostle Paul. He said, I planted. And he said, Apollos watered. But said, God gave the increase. The great apostle Paul said, what are you, Paul? I'm a zero. What about you, Apollos? I'm a zero. But son, you put Christ up beside them two zeros, and you've got 100%. Come on, help me out. Maybe.
That's right.
That's it, friend. God help us. If he comes back tonight, what's going to happen? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. With a shout, every saved person's going to hear it. With the voice of the archangel. And with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ. Not all the dead now. Did y'all sing that song? If you do, if you change that part where it says all the dead shall rise. Just the dead in Christ. It's always going to get up. There'll be 1,007 years between our resurrection and the resurrection weekend. Hey, back. Is everybody listening? You said, I don't know about that. Well, you better know about it. And there'll be 1,000 years between the resurrection of the... Let me see now. The ones that's going to get saved during the tribulation. They'll be resurrected in the tribulation. That's right, ain't it? Oh, yes. That's right. As sure as you're breathing, son, that's right. But now if he comes back tonight, reason why I got you up here. Now Paul's writing to them saints at Thessalonica. Am I right? That's had loved ones that's died in the Lord. And they're troubled. Them saints are troubled. Paul's been over and preached on the blessed hope. And them saints at Thessalonica is deeply troubled. What's going to happen to our loved ones that's died in the Lord? What's going to happen to them? So then Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain, you're not going to meet your husband up in the air. We'll be caught up together with them. Come on, now if you could get a hold of that, you'd run up to the top of the hill. If Jesus comes back tonight, Jimmy will be my wife and my family. They say, we're going up together. I'm not going to meet him in the air now. We'll be caught up together with them. You didn't get that, did you? Come on back here, son. Don't be afraid, my friend. He's writing them saints that Thessalonians had loved ones that's died in the Lord. So there's going to be a return. Jesus is coming. There's going to be a resurrection. But there's going to be a reunion. Y'all will be getting together. You and your family, you're going to pull out of here together. You're not going to meet them up in the air now. We'll be caught up together with them. You say, I don't know about that. Well, you ought to know. I just told you. Right from the King James Bible. You ought to know. We'll be caught up together with them. If he comes back tonight, I'll say you're Jimmy. I say, hi, Jim. You look so good. Oh, yes, friend. And my wife... Poor Will pastors. She grew up in that church, White Graves. And when she was 9, she made a profession. You could get saved younger than that. She made a profession, joined the church, and was dunked. Or dunked. You say, Brother Allen, can't you say immersion? Or baptism? Oh, yes. But you can't scripturally baptize somebody who's never been saved.
You're right.
You just want to say amen again. Back there in the back, go ahead and say amen.
Amen.
Hey! But when she is 13, she rode to church that morning on her dad's Putwood truck. And the man of God, like the man preached tonight, with that unction, that anointing. And the Holy Spirit took the word. And my wife was pricked in the heart by the precious word of God, reproved and thrown by the sweet Holy Spirit. She didn't get saved that morning. But riding back home on that Putwood truck, she was afraid that it's going to have a wreck or something, get killed. But when she got home, she didn't go to the kitchen for dinner. She went to her bedroom, got down on her knees. Yeah. Did I say 13?
Yeah.
Y'all figured up. She's 74 now. How many years has that been?
61.
61? It's holding good. She's been everything that I could have ever expected of a wife.
Sure been good to you.
Much,
brother.
Much more. She'll be so far ahead of me at the judgment seat, I won't even be able to see her. Is everybody listening?
Yeah, that's right.
It's holding good.
That's right.
How many of you know your name's written in heaven?
Yeah.
Why don't you lift up your hands and shout?
Yeah.
Come on now. Okay. What did the Bible say? When I get to 3, I want everybody in this tabernacle to take a deep breath. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. Come on now, son. Exhale. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. Exhale. Are you breathing? Then you ought to rejoice. Said, let everything that hath breath. Are you breathing? It said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Are you breathing? Then you ought to go ahead and praise Him. He's worthy. I'd get over there in bottles of the night, and you may get critical about praying through. And I know a sinner. You can't find the scripture where sinners. But us saints better get in that secret place and get through.
Yes, sir.
I'd get over there and pray through and get to shout nobody around. I done a lot of my shouting in fields of the night. Oh, yes. I'd feel a little funny when neighbors would come in. You know, I was afraid they might have heard me. Get in the glory, brother. They'd come in from Lockheed. Down below Marietta, some of them wouldn't work. And get in 11 or 12 o'clock, they'd stand out in the yard across the river, listen to me pray. I didn't know nothing about it. Get in the glory. Ain't nothing like it. And if you've never got in the glory, you need to get in. Now what I'm talking about, son, you get the cane habits. You get the cane habits. You get the cane habits. You know your name's written in heaven, son? Why don't you go ahead and rejoice? That's wonderful. I made it clear, didn't I? Don't jump on me after. I made it clear. It's good to feel like it. And I believe in feeling like it. But you, if you know your name's written in heaven, you don't even have to wait till you feel like it. I couldn't add much to what he preached about this praise. My, what a message. What a message. Thank the Lord for it. And he planted, and maybe some way or another, I watered just a little bit. Paul said, I planted now. Apollos came along and watered. But God gave the increase. Neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth. But God that giveth the increase. Now he that watereth for one, every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. So y'all will be getting together soon.
That's right, brother.
Maybe tonight.
Could be tonight.
Could be the night as sure as you're breathing. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself. This could be the night. Now somebody said, Preacher Allen, don't you know this has got to happen before Jesus can come? And this has got to happen. Hey, sir, you're a good Bible student. They ought to tell Paul that.
Right.
He said, and we which are alive. Did you get that?
Yes.
And we which are alive. And remain on the...
Yes.
And we which are alive. And we which are alive.
Yes.
Have we which are alive.
Yes,
and remain on the... Come. Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Yes.
And if Paul believed he'd be living... I don't say nothing wrong with you. Believe you'll be living.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Paul believed he'd be living.
Right.
And we... which are alive.
Oh, yeah.
So, sir, if you can get saved, folk, looking for the blessed hope, and we've got GBIs in the state of Georgia. I don't know what y'all've got here. I know you've got some. What to call them? You won't have to get an FBI to follow them around.
Right. That's right.
Is everybody listening?
Yes.
Oh no, yes. Friend. So just when you don't feel like it, just rejoice because
Amen.
Your names
yes, sir.
Are written.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's it.
That's right.
Saved.
Yep. Yep.
Saved.
Amen.
I've got eternal life. I give them eternal life.
Yes,
and they shall never perish.
Never.
Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hands. My Father which gave them me is greater than all.
Yes, sir.
No man said pluck them out of my Father's hands.
No.
And I am the Father of one.
Amen.
So the black preacher said to the black folk, God the Father said, he ain't going to pluck you out. Said God the Son said, he ain't going to pluck you out. He said, by the way, black folk, ain't nobody else doing any plucking anyhow. How'd you like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Take it easy now, son. Come here. You saved? You've just got eternal life. That's pretty soon. Keep that button or unbutton. Don't never button that up anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
You saved?
Yes, sir.
Won't you go ahead and rejoice because your name's written?
Amen.
Amen.
So we got to, you know what we got to do? In closing, we got to receive an offering on the expense of the meeting. We got to receive an offering. When I preach on giving, my first point is give of yourself. I know you girls having a tough time, aren't you? You can't hardly find anything decent enough to wear.
That's true.
Most all of the clothes designers are lesbians and sodomites.
Right. That's right.
Can't hardly even find anything where y'all can dress modest.
You're right.
Decent. Keep them sleeves like that. Keep them dresses down there.
Yeah.
And don't let nobody see certain parts of your body
right.
that your mother or someday when you get married.
That's right.
Right. Now, you listening at me?
Yes.
Don't you forget to. Everybody ought to say amen, ma'am.
Yeah, right.
That's right, ma'am. In like manner also that women adorn themselves. Now, men that are normal.
Mm-hmm.
We got so many now, they've seen so much
oh, yes.
and heard so much. They're not normal, sir.
No. Right.
Sin in here and they vex a righteous soul from day
mm-hmm.
to day. He'll get you. I get. You're sin in here. God help us.
Mm-hmm.
Dress modest, girls. Let them make fun of you. Call you an old granny. Just pray for them.
That's right.
That's right. Keep everything right. You know the reason why I can preach it? That's the way my wife lives.
Yes, sir. That's right.
She just does it because she loves the Lord. She ain't going around bossing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody listening?
That's good. Touching.
We got to set an example.
Yes.
That's right.
Blessing.
You ladies dress modest. Keep them dresses right.
Yes. Right.
Keep them clothes right.
Yes.
That's right. That didn't bother you, did it? That didn't bother you what I said, did it? No, don't you never let that bother you.
Amen.
If you say, that bothered me, preacher, what you said. Well, you must have been enjoying what you've been looking at.
Oh,
oh, that's your problem. Oh, yeah. I know your problem.
Come on.
You've been enjoying what you've been looking at.
Come on.
Have I changed any?
No, sir.
I hadn't changed, huh?
No, you
haven't. Good, thank you. I've been knowing you since she's a girl.
Yes, you have. All my life.
Amen.
That's right.
Yes. Preach on.
No, can't preach on. And I've confessed. Y'all have to forgive me for keeping y'all standing this long.
That's right.
I'm serious.
Reach on.
Y'all have to forgive me for that, because I've quit that. They said, "Oh, Brother Sammy, I'm liable to stand you up and keep you standing up."
That's right.
So I've quit that. If they can't find no more than that to
yes, sir.
Condemn me.
Go ahead.
That's it.
Amen.
It's wonderful.
Preach on.
Yes,
nothing like it.
Heaven.
Or else don't forget. Now do if not even nature itself teach you.
Amen.
That if a man have long hair, you say, "I thought Christ had long hair." Y'all found that in the Bible. I hadn't found it yet.
No.
Y'all can find that for me in the King James Bible.
Amen.
It'd be awful for when you get hold of you.
10.
You're 10. You look older than that. Now, don't buy light. But when you get 15 or 16, or when you get 18, 19, 20, old enough to court, be sure and don't go down that road with a boy in that car and he's got hair that's longer than yours.
That's right.
No!
Amen.
Now, y'all think that the Lord must have put all that in the Bible just to fill space. Is that right?
No.
I thought it said all Scripture, young ladies, give them inspiration.
Amen.
I thought the Bible said it's profitable.
Right.
Profitable.
Yes.
Right.
All Scripture.
Right.
Is given. So, always dress modest.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
It. Right, Mom? Right, what I'm saying is right.
Always dress modest. Right, Mom?
That's it.
Amen.
Now, you men get 80% from what you say. But us men, if not even nature teaches you. If a man have long hair, say shame unto it.
Amen.
But if a woman have long hair, say glory unto her.
Amen.
Didn't say you had to have it long now, but if you want more glory, let it grow.
What about that?
Amen.
Now you can kick around, son.
Oh, yeah.
Say what you want to. You ain't going to change his King James Bible.
Amen.
No.
No.
Now after just a little testimony like this, we ought to be able to get a good offering home.
I think we should.
She said, "I think we should." And man.
Bless him.
What about that? I got $50 out. I didn't realize. I was hoping that'd be a 10 or a 20. No, I wasn't hoping that. So we're going to receive the offering. You say, "Brother Allen, what John told me," said, "if you feel like it." The moderator said, "Receive an offering." I'm not going to take one. I don't have a gun on me anywhere. How many of you got some money? Now, we got to have these places like this.
Right,
Joe Parsons stood on the podium at Faith Baptist Camp, no tense, how many years ago? Brother Joe said, 100 years ago, we didn't need places like this as bad as we need them now, but we need them.
Yes, sir.
How many young people do we have if you're from 10 to 28? Come down and stay. Young people, come fast now. From 10. Now, who would ever believe that there'd be this many young people here on Monday night?
Amen.
Come on, young people.
Praise the Lord.
This many young people coming to an old-fashioned camp meeting.
Yeah. Amen. Look at that.
I want you to look at this.
Look at that.
What in this world? Look.
Praise God.
And there'll be more. Let me tell you, young people, you've probably heard a preacher say, y'all will be part of the church of tomorrow. Oh, no. If you're saved, you're just as much a part of the church today as somebody's been saved 70 years. What do you think about that? That's right, friend. And what the preacher preached tonight, y'all better listen at me. I'll show you in the New Testament when a man of God that's been called and gets up and preaches under the anointing of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, I'll show you tonight. The angels have desired to look unto it.
Yes.
Amen.
What do you think about that, sir?
Yes, sir.
When a man of God that's really called and got that unction, got that anointing,
Yes, sir.
Gets up and preaches. The angels have desired to look unto it.
Hallelujah.
What do you think about y'all? Shout there now.
Yeah, man.
If you hadn't already shouted tonight, go ahead, Brother Brown, shout for him.
Praise.
The angels have desired to look unto it.
Amen.
When a man of God gets up on the anointing, the Holy Spirit and the power of God and preaches.
Yes, sir.
It's something for
him. Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's try to get a good offering in that. Yep. You want to pray? God's blessings on the offering?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Young
Heavenly
people.
Father, what a blessing it has been to be here tonight. God, we ask you, Lord, God, to just touch our hearts, dear Lord. Help us to give in a cheerful giving. God, just bless this offering. Use it for your glory, we pray in Jesus' name.
Okay. Y'all stay right up there a minute. Let me see. I'm going to get you. Come out here. And I'm going to get you. Come out here. And I'm going to get you. And I want to give these. If y'all want to get these down, you got to give them a little money. I'm giving y'all $50 to give an offer. Come on, ma'am. Y'all can go ahead and sit down. And if you've got somebody up here you'd like to give a dollar or two or a five or a ten, we'll get you down. Would you like somebody to get you down? She said she. Come on now. Y'all come up here and give them some money. Get as many down as you want to, John. It's all going to go in the offering. Pick out the ones you want now, John. Y'all come down here and let's get these down. And we'll have a big offering. Looky here. Thank you. This girl's coming down. Come on down. Oh, come on down. You can come on down for a dollar. Just come on down. Come on down. That's wonderful. Ain't this good? Y'all are getting out of jail. Somebody get this money here. Son, what? Go back there and get somebody down now. Pick out whoever you want to get down. Who do I need to give this offering to?
John,
we're doing pretty good, do you think? What do you think about what I said tonight? Did you like it? John, we're doing good. Get them down. Y'all better pray now that somebody will come get you down. Looky here. Y'all, how many of you getting down? Come on. There ain't too many left. We've got to get the rest of these down. Now, John, don't give any of that money to get anybody down. There ain't no telling us how many years it's been, John.
Sir?
I don't know how many times, how many years it's been since I've done anything like that.
Oh, that was good preaching.
No, I'm talking about getting this, these down. I wasn't trying to trick y'all, girls.
No.
We about got everybody down. You got money? Good. This girl's doing good.
I think you can get some more. Get that change. Go get some more.
Okay. Okay, everybody look at me. We got a pretty good offering there. How many of you's got a little money you'd like to give an offering now?
Right.
Give me about three or four people.
Matthew can come up here. And
Matthew, get up here quick, son. Yeah.
And Brandon, holler for Brandon.
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 Who?
Brandon, he'll help you.
Yeah, come on, Brandon.
And Vincent.
Who else we get?
Vincent.
Let's get old Beard over there.
Yeah, Hewitt. Chris,
yeah.
Hewitt.
Chris Hewitt.
Come here, Beard.
You better get some money, Hewitt, or I'm going to search your pockets. Now, we're going to pass the offering plates. Now, John, tell them if they want to make a check, how to make it.
Mount Carmel Baptist Camp.
Mark, listen.
Mount Carmel
Baptist Camp. We'll get a little more money. And it's still early, ain't it, girls? I hadn't been over up over 20, 25 minutes, have I?
You preach short tonight. You want to finish the message?
Hey, Mac.
Preach again.
I just kindly said a little bit about what he said.
You did good.
Okay, now, who are you going to get to pray over the offering?
What do I do with these guys?
Oh, we're still, they're going to take the offering. We hadn't had nobody pray yet, have we?
No, you can get married to pray.
Who?
Brother Chris.
Chris? Y'all need one more usher up here, don't
yeah,
you?
Yes, sir. We do.
Who? Hey, sir.
Sir, Phil.
You'd make a good usher. Come on up here. That'll give us four. Then we need six.
I think they can work it
Let's
out.
Get this fellow
right here. Get this guy here.
Yeah. Who else are we going to get? That little fellow right there.
The little fellow.
You.
Yeah, the little fellow. The little guy. The little guy.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to receive an offering. Let's bow our head and pray for just a minute. You get somebody to pray.
All right. Josh Francis, pray for us.
Lord, thank you for sending your son, Lord, in my stead. Pray, dear God, you bless the meeting now. Lord, I pray, dear God, you bless the offering. Oh, Lord, I know you can multiply it. Lord, I pray that you would, as you did the fishes that day on the seashore. Lord, we pray you'd be glorified now. We'll ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Go back to the back and come this way, fellas.
Start
in the back.
You don't get anybody to say?
How we doing there, man? Y'all count the offering?
I'll preach again. What? You want to preach again?
No. The preaching's been done.
You've got another message.
Everybody try to give something. How much you got, son?
Have a seat.
Good to see you.
I'm going to get them to get a picture of me and you and Brother Eric.
Well, I don't know.
Take your pictures right there.
We do
360. We could get up to five easy.
How much?
So it's an offer.
Yeah. How much y'all got there?
360.
We got 360. Y'all done good up here, you young people.
It's not in the place.
Now.
There's 360. There's 460.
There's 460. Count it. We wanted to get it to at least $500.
There's five.
We got 500 beside these. That was counting yours too. We got 500, and we got some more. Oh my, Chris, you done pretty good.
I need $5.
Needs $5.
That's $5.
If we get $2,000, if Chris will shave that
beard. I will not.
There's another 100.
Okay.
$600.
That's how much is that? Six.
$600 right here.
$600 right there.
I don't get into them kind of games. If you get $5,000, give it to me. I'll check.
He said he'd do it. How much you got? We got $600. That's a pretty good offer.
Well, here's another dollar.
And the fella's got some here in
We're
that.
On Matthew.
Go ahead, John.
We're counting.
Y'all count?
I think we got more than the rest of them did.
He said he thinks. Matthew said he thinks he's got more than anybody else. How much more did you get, Eric?
27.
627. How much you got, Matthew?
Good count, Richard.
Good. We got 627 up here.
Okay, I didn't
How much?
65.
Okay, that's over 700.
What's that make? You had how much?
627.
627.
And you got what?
How much is this?
$65.50.
$65.50.
So we like $7?
Yep.
Having how much?
$700.
$700?
I got five of it.
Brother Eric's got five of it.
We need $2. $2.
$700. We want to thank the Lord. Thank Him for you giving. Okay, you need to make the announcements about tomorrow.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Okay.